This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. This is episode 145. I'm your host Duncan McLeish and welcome to the show. Episode 145 is a little precursor to, I don't know, just this tiny little event that's happening from the middle of July to the end of September 2018, Under the Stairs. That's right, we are giving you the official kickoff. The announcement that the list of movies that we will be covering as part of the Summer Teapots Top 10 series. Now, this is an annual thing. Every year for the past 5 years, Podcast Under the Stairs has hit summer with a bang. Where most shows might take a bit of time off, chill, go and enjoy themselves in the sun, go on holiday, vacation, whatever you call it. I, on the other hand, hate the heat. And I like to set myself monumental tasks that will cause stress, which will cause my guests stress, and at the same time provide some fantastic content for you guys to listen to while you're away on your holidays, on your vacay, or taking your little break from whatever it is that you do. This series has morphed. We've done some fantastic top 10s in the past. We did a top 10 of British horror to kick us off. Right back in our very first year. We did the top 10 best horror remakes versus the top 10 worst horror remakes in an epic countdown showdown. We did the top 10 best Christopher Lee versus the top 10 best Vincent Price movies. We did the top 10 Stephen King adapted from novel to movie countdown list as well. And then last year we swung in to the top 10 movies of the 1970s as a decade. But we tried something a little bit difficult and a little bit different from the norm, because there are plenty of lists out there that will essentially stammer through the same movies in their top 10. And that's because some years are more powerful than others. It's not a fair, I think, representation of what a decade in cinema actually looks like to do that. So I came up with this little sadistic rule. It was called the Noah's Ark Rules. And Noah's Ark Rules meant that every single year had to be represented at the very end list. And with that in mind, what we did was we took 10 movies from each year, from 1978 to 1979. So we had 100 movies. And each year got 2 movies to carry through to the very final list, which meant that some beloved classics could not make it through. There were some massive omissions on that end list. Is it the definitive list created of all time? No. Was it a whole hell of a lot of fun watching people squirm and guess and second guess and really fight down to why they wanted movies to go through? Not just because it's seen as a classic. Is it the definitive movies? When it came down to that, our list represented a far broader spectrum, and we ended up with a top 20 list, which made its way to a top 10, and then we got the listeners involved and they created their own list as well, and then we joined them together in this mad scientist's experiment to create the definitive top 10 list as selected by the podcast Under the Stairs using the Noah's Ark rules. I was lucky to be joined by 5 guests that time, 5 fantastic guests. I know what you're thinking, no madman would ever put himself through that again. Yet I made a promise at the end that we would come back and do the 1980s in the following year. And guess what, ladies and gents? We're in the following year. And it means we're going to be doing the same experiment in chaos in the 1980s. 10 years of what can only be described as the most vigorous output of horror ever seen The lists are phenomenal of movies for each year. I mean, this is a decade that brought us pretty much all of our iconic horror characters that are in pop culture now. This is the decade that went from slasher to absurdity by the end. This is the decade that saw the gluttony of wealth and consumerism ultimately damn near destroy the genre altogether. And yeah, we're going to do it again, but this time I'll not be joined by just five guests, I'll be joined by 10, and I've adapted the rules again to make things more complicated, more trying, I think is the best word. No one is going to have a pleasant experience with this, and it makes me happy to say that. So yeah, we're going to be kicking off this episode by just reveling in the fact that we have the most daunting task ahead of us this summer with a fantastic group of guests that will be joining me as we go year by year through the 1980s with our lists of 10 movies, only being able to take two through to the end. Each episode will feature myself and two guests, which will make the battle that little bit harder because not all three of us need to agree to put through a movie. It's by majority, so at the end, if two people settle on one movie and the other person settles on something else, that movie will go through. If we can get consensus, that'd be great. I just don't think it's going to happen. Friendships will be broken, podcast reputations will be tarnished, and yeah, you're going to have a blast running through this series with us. The guests that will be joining me in July to kick through this will be the original five, so we'll have Doug Tilley back, Bo Ransdell, Ricky Morgan, Court Psyops, and Andy Blockley. But joining them, newcomers Darren Wilson, Jamie J. Salmons, Liam Rafferty, Gary Hill, and Mark Ball. So a plethora of guests representing some fantastic podcasts out there, all under the stairs this summer. So before we swing into our first break and then come back and count down those lists, it's worth saying that this is a two-episode week for y'all. This is obviously your Monday episode. Coming Thursday is a review of the upcoming release of The Endless in the UK, released by Arrow Video. Very much looking forward to that. We're gonna sit down and go through it. That review was recorded about a month ago with myself and Scott from Scott and Liam. And we do a non-spoiler, but then we go into a spoiler review and we start hypothesizing theories, bouncing ideas off each other. It's a great conversation. It will be a fantastic episode coming this Thursday. And I've got a poll just now out on the Facebook group page asking you, and I'll go with majority rules here, if you want a Hereditary review. If you do, that'll probably drop Sunday. So you might get a sneaky third episode this week. But we will play that by ear and see how it lands. So that's your content coming up this week. Okay, I'm going to take my first break of this episode. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. You're going to hear a little bit of music. And when I return, I'm going to be counting down 100 movies that will be covered by Podcasts Under the Stairs in the Summer Teapots Top 10 series. All that and more, ladies and gents, coming up right after this.
Hey, feeling down? Feeling low? Not enough podcasts about movies in your life? Why not try?
They must be destroyed on sight!
The new podcast cure-all, sure to get you right with the world and on a path to better living. We have exploitation, we have Italian horror, we have zombies, we have slashers, we have crime films, we have spaghetti westerns, we even have sci-fi and sex comedies. So take a dose of...
They must be destroyed on sight!
As needed, and let the hosts, Lee Russell, Daniel Harper, Paul Romali, and the odd guest host cure what ails you.
Warning, may cause atrophy, African consumption, black fever, bone shave, chin puff, colic, cramp colic, dropsy of the brain, elephantitis, grocer's itch, jaundice, mania, miasma, mortification, palsy, Pott's disease, rheumatism, scurvy, St. Anthony's fire, summer complaint, and worm fit in some people. Consult a physician before listening.
Lily!
And welcome back. So, yeah, like I say, we're going to be doing 10 weeks worth of content, culminating in a giant round table, which I don't know how I'm going to do it, but 10 guests, giant round table, all discussing horror movies. It could be anarchy. It could be the longest episode podcast Under the Stairs has ever done. We will wait and see. We will wait and see. But yeah, we have 10 years in the decade known as the 80s. We have 10 movies making each. Now, before we get into this, there are some glaring omissions on each of these lists. So I'm going to put out the little caveat of what the rules were in creating these lists. And further detail about how these selections were made will happen on each episode when I have the guests there that chose the particular films they did and why certain movies did not carry through. So you need to know that up front. Each guest, including myself, were told to bring 5 movies representing that year. Now, if guest number one, let's say for example, Bo Ransdell came back with 5 movies, and let's say guest number two was Doug Tilley, Doug would try and pick 5 movies which weren't on Bo's list, and then in turn, I would pick 5 movies that weren't on either list. So we had 15 different movies on each list, right? But ultimately, there were ones that we wanted in the list. Once they were collectively gathered together, that gave 15 movies. Each of us were guaranteed, without objections, to take 3 through. So Bo would get pick of 3. No one could object to his picks. He got carte blanche to pick whatever he wanted. So his 3 would go through. Doug would then get his opportunity to pick his 3 that could go through that were different from Bo's. And then I would get to pick my 3 that would go through. Now that makes 9. From the remaining 6 movies, all 3 of us had to unanimously and consensus agree 100% on the 10th title. No wiggle room there. All 3 had to agree or that movie would not go through. So that is how the list of 10 was made for each year. The full list of 15 will be read at the beginning of each episode, and as a precursor to the conversation into the movies themselves, we will go through why the movies were selected the way they were. Have you got that, ladies and gents? Do you understand? Each episode will only carry through 2 movies to the final 20 list, which will then be scored, each of us given that grade. For example, number 20 on our list would get 1 point and number 1 would get 20 points. I will tabulate all of them up in a massive computer, which is my brain, and an abacus, and at the end we will have a definitive top 10 list. So here we go, let's count down each year. So joining me on the first episode, which will be the 1980s year, 1980, will be Bo Ransdell and Doug Tilley. The movies that have made it through the 10 list of movies will be Altered States by Ken Russell, The Fog by John Carpenter, we have some Shining action in there, a little bit of Dress to Kill, Maniac, a wee bit of Bill Lustig, Friday the 13th, Cannibal Holocaust, yep, that's right, Deodato made the list, Inferno, The Changeling, and a movie I've never seen before. So I didn't want to argue with these guys. These guys have told me that I'm going to love this movie, Encounters of the Spooky Kind, so it'll be a first time watch for me. So that is representing 1980, Altered States, The Fog, The Shining, Dress to Kill, Maniac, Friday the 13th, Cannibal Holocaust, Inferno, The Changeling, and Encounters of the Spooky Kind. So yeah, that'll be the 80s list. Now, what you should be doing is thinking about what ones you've not seen, try and get them ticked off before that episode drops, so you can start weighing in. I myself will watch all the movies, all 100, to make sure that I'm happy with my selections. My guests might do the same, but then they might be like, I've seen The Shining a million times, I don't need to watch that movie again. So that's purely up to them, but that's the list for 1980. Joining me on that episode, like I say, will be Bo Ransdell and the fantastic Doug Tilley. Really looking forward to that one. That one's going to get deep and heavy pretty quick. 1981 is up next. I'll be joined by Court Psyops from Cinema Psyops and Liam Rafferty from Scott and Liam vs. Evil, making the 10 list for 1981. Filchi's The Beyond, The Howling, Just Before Dawn, get a little bit of Landis action with American Werewolf in London, some Cronenberg with Scanners, Evil Speak, a little video nasty right in there into the list, another one in Possession, another video nasty in Evil Dead, guess what, another video nasty in The Burning, and then swinging into Friday the 13th Part 2. So the list for 1981 is The Beyond, Howling, Just Before Dawn, American Werewolf in London, Scanners, Evil Speak, Possession, Evil Dead, The Burning, and Friday the 13th Part 2. 1981. That one also is going to be a bit of a doozy. Very much looking forward to sitting down and chatting with Court Psyops and Liam Rafferty. I get a feeling that one's going to get fun pretty quick, as we've got all these group chats running just now with all the hosts and their group years, and already battle lines are being drawn on certain titles. So yeah, this could be anarchy. People might not want to speak to each other at the end of this, which is not a bad thing for me because I'm fairly narcissistic that way anyway, so we'll see. 1982, powerhouse of a year. Some absolute classics on the ATT list. Joining me on that will be Bo Ransdell again and Mark Ball from the Fancy and Friends Horror Podcast. The list of titles in this one, just listen to this, just sit back and listen to this list. 1982 will be represented by Carpenter's The Thing, a little bit Filchi with New York Ripper. We'll be looking at Pieces, it's exactly what you think it is, ladies and gents. Romero's Creepshow, Argento's Tenebrae, a little bit of Poltergeist action, the iconic Halloween 3, The Scorpion with Two Tails, that's right, a bit of Martino, a bit of Jelly in the house, what? Basket Case, and the Canucksploitation slasher movie, Visiting Hours. So yep, go back through that list for 82. Just sit back and listen to how right this list sounds. The Thing, New York Ripper, Pieces, Creepshow, Tenebrae, Poltergeist, Halloween 3, The Scorpion with Two Tails, Basket Case, and Visiting Hours. Now, you put yourself in that position as being a podcaster. Listen, that sounds like a good night. That's what that list sounds like. And then you have to start picking only two to carry forward. Only two of those movies can go forward, and we are dealing with titles like Tenebrae, Creepshow, The Thing, Halloween 3. Only two titles can go through. You starting to feel stressed? Starting to sweat a little bit? I am. My guests are as well. Bo Ransdell, Mark Ball joining me for 1982. Oh, yes. Switch over to 1983. I will be joined by Darren Wilson and Jamie J. Salmons. This is another list where it just feels, you just want to tweak the nipples when you're reading this list out. So representing 83, another little bit of Cronenberg swinging in here for y'all. We have The Dead Zone, so a Stephen King adaptation. And then another one right after it with Carpenter's Christine. We have Sleepaway Camp, Psycho 2, The Hunger, Videodrome, a little bit of Cronenberg represent. Some more Jelly by Lamberto Bava and A Blade in the Dark. Some Soul Survivor. Twilight Zone, the movie. And then some more Stephen King with a little bit of Cujo. So let's go back through that list again. Sit back and listen. Just close your eyes. Touch yourself if you want. We have The Dead Zone, Christine, Sleepaway Camp, Psycho 2, The Hunger, Videodrome, A Blade in the Dark, Soul Survivor, Twilight Zone the movie, and Cujo, all representing 1983. My guest on that episode will be Darren Wilson from the Psychosomatic Podcast and VD Clinic, and Jamie J. Salmons from a multitude of amazing podcasts. Go and support that woman's work. She does good work for you, and it's all free, and you should go and do it. One of my favourite guests of all time. 1984, woohoo! 1984 is the first episode which does not feature an American, which is kind of good. We have Doug Tilley and Liam Rafferty on that episode. Listen to this one. And controversial, does not do justice to the picks. We have on this year, represent 1984, Nightmare on Elm Street, Company of Wolves, The Terminator, that's right, Terminator on this list. Justification will be made by our guest on that show. The Toxic Avenger, Chud, Satan's Blade, Friday the 13th Part 4, Body Double by De Palma, Poison for the Fairies, and Night of the Comet. So listen to this list again. It's a weird list. 84 is a weird fucking year. Weird year. We have Elm Street, so A Nightmare on Elm Street, Company of Wolves, The Terminator, Toxic Avenger, Chud, Satan's Blade, Friday the 13th Part 4, Body Double, Poison for the Fairies, and Night of the Comet. So that'll be Doug Tilley, Liam Rafferty, joining me on the show, Countdown 1984. So that is your first 5 years. First 5 years. In the first 5 years, we will be discussing Altered States, The Fog, The Shining, Dress to Kill, Maniac, Friday the 13th, Cannibal Holocaust, Inferno, The Changeling, Encounters of a Spooky Kind, The Beyond, The Howling, Just Before Dawn, American Werewolf in London, Scanners, Evil Speak, Possession, The Evil Dead, The Burning, Friday the 13th Part 2, The Thing, The New York Ripper, Pieces, Creepshow, Tenebrae, Poltergeist, Halloween 3, The Scorpion with Two Tails, Basket Case, Visiting Hours, The Dead Zone, Christine, Sleepaway Camp, Psycho 2, The Hunger, Videodrome, A Blade in the Dark, Soul Survivor, Twilight Zone the Movie, Cujo, A Nightmare on Elm Street, Company of Wolves, The Terminator, Toxic Avenger, Chud, Satan's Blade, Friday the 13th Part 4, Body Double, Poison for the Fairies, and Night of the Comet. Holy fucking shit, ladies and gents. That is the top 50. The first 50. What? Sit back and think about that. Go and tell me that some of the most iconic horror titles of all time have not already been shouted out. And we're just getting started. That will only take you halfway through that series. Only to the halfway point. Only halfway. Which means we have 50 more titles and 5 more years to discuss. But before we're getting to that, to save my breath, that was a long list, I'm going to take a very quick break. You're going to hear promos for shows that I love. When I come back, it's 85 through to 89. All that and more coming right up right after this.
This is a test of the emergency podcasting system. Listen to the Psychosemantic Podcast. Politics, movies, and political movies. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher, LegionPodcasts.com. The Psychosemantic Podcast.
My life fades. The vision dims. All that remains are memories. I remember a time of chaos. Ruined dreams. Wasted land. But most of all, I remember the podcasts. The man we called Witch. To understand who he was, you have to go back to another time. A time when the doomsday clock ticked ever closer to Armageddon. You can still find The Witch versus the Doomsday Clock podcast by searching for WYCH on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and on your Android device. Memories may decline, but movies live forever.
And welcome back. So yeah, let's kick this off. We've got another 50 movies to count down. The list for 1985. On that episode, I'll be joined by Ricky Morgan and Gary Hill, so you know there's going to be a whole lot of shenanigans and fun and foofara on that episode. But let's look at the list of 1985 movies. We have Demons, Reanimator, we have Day of the Dead, Return of the Living Dead, Silver Bullet, Fright Night, Phenomena, A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, Friday the 13th Part 5, and Cat's Eyes. So that one's a bit more diverse. There's some goofy fucking movies in there. There's a whole lot of bitchin' soundtracks in that list there. So yeah, we're going to have a blast. Myself, Ricky Morgan, Gary Hill discussing Lamberto Bava's Demons, a little bit of Stuart Gordon's Reanimator, Day of the Dead, we have Return of the Living Dead, Silver Bullet, Fright Night, Phenomena, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2 is going to be on that list. We're going to be talking about that one. That's a whole lot more, and I love it. Friday the 13th Part 5, which means hashtag more Roy. Or Roy's my boy. That'll work as well. Hashtag Roy's my boy. And Cat's Eyes, the Stephen King anthology. So that is kicking us off for 1985. But swinging over to 86, another phenomenal collective of individuals. Jamie J. Salmons and Court Psyops will join me for 86. And listen to how good this list sounds. Just listen to how good it feels running over your body right now. The Fly, From Beyond, Witchboard, Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, The Hitcher, House, Friday the 13th Part 6, and Trick or Treat. Oh, sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds good. Never feel guilty about touching yourself while listening to that list, ladies and gents. The Fly, swinging in a bit of motherfucking Cronenberg. From Beyond, a little bit of Stuart Gordon, it's all Masters of Horror, something this bitch! A little bit of Witchboard, Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, Night of the Creeps, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, The Hitcher, House, Friday the 13th Part 6, and Trick or Motherfucking Treat. Woo! Jamie J. Salmons, Court Psyops, joining me for 86. So I've got 30 movies left to go. Are you ready? This one, controversial AF again. Andy Blockley's on this one. Andy Blockley finally making his appearance here late in the game. It'll be Gary Hill and Andy Blockley discussing 87 with me. Here's the list. Predator. That's right. Predator on this list. Stage Fright. That's the original one by Michel Soavi and not the one that's come much later. Although both great movies. Near Dark. The Gate. Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3. The Dream Warriors. The Lost Boys. Evil Dead 2, bit of Argento with Opera, bit of Clyde Barker with Hellraiser, and a bit of John Carpenter with Prince of Darkness. That's what you call a fucking list, ladies and gents. It's a powerhouse fucking list. Pow! 1987, Gary Hill, Andy Blockley, Predator, Stage Fright, Near Dark, The Gate, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, The Dream Warriors, The Lost Boys, Evil Dead 2, Opera, Hellraiser and Prince of Darkness. There we go. That is our 1987 list. Which means it's time to take a little look at 1988. Joining me on that year, Mark Ball and Ricky Morgan for a little bit of Phantasm Part 2. Right. Pumpkinhead. Friday the 13th Part 7. A lot of Friday the 13th in this series. Slugs. Maniac Cop. Child's Play. That's right, we're going to get some Chuck. The Blob, Hellraiser Part 2, The Bitchin' Metal Black Rose, and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So, going back through that list again, Mark Ball and Ricky Morgan joining me in 1988 for Phantasm 2, Pumpkinhead, Friday the 13th Part 7, Slugs, Maniac Cop, Child's Play, The Blob, Hellraiser 2, Black Rose, and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So let's just say you get through all that, ladies and gents. You've exhausted yourself. 90 movies have fallen over 9 years. We have one more year to close out. Now, at first, I thought, walking into this, we'd been joking. Me, Andy Blockley, and Darren Wilson, that is, that this year was going to suck. But our end list is actually surprisingly strong. considering 89 is the year that a lot of people consider as being the kind of final death nail in the coffin of horror. Listen, sit back and listen to this list. Pet Sematary, The Burbs, Society, Shocker, Suave's The Church, Dead Cam, Tetsuo the Iron Man, Santa Sangre, I'm Madman, and The Fly 2. Feel nice, doesn't that feel nice? Think about it. Sit back and listen. Andy Blockley. Sexy cultured English accent. Bit of Darren Wilson, that punk rock mentality. And myself discussing Pet Sematary, The Burbs, Society, Shocker, The Church, Dead Cam, Tetsuo the Iron Man, Santa Sangre, I'm Madman, and The Fly Part 2. So there we go. That is them. Now, will we do all 100? I kind of feel like I'm challenging myself to do all 100. But I just want to put into perspective what you, ladies and gents, are going to hear. Mini reviews of 100 movies throughout summer. This is how daunting our task is, because we are going to shortlist this down ultimately to 20 movies. Each year will only carry through two. So the collective list of movies, all 100, for podcasts under the stairs that will be representing their respective years as part of the Teapot Summer Top 10 series of shows are Alter States, The Fog, The Shining, Dress to Kill, Maniac, Friday the 13th, Cannibal Holocaust, Inferno, The Changeling, Encounters of a Spooky Kind, The Beyond, The Howling, Just Before Dawn, An American Werewolf in London, Scanners, Evil Speak, Possession, Evil Dead, The Burning, Friday the 13th Part 2, The Thing, New York Ripper, Pieces, Creepshow, Tenebrae, Poltergeist, Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, The Scorpion with Two Tails, Basket Case, Visiting Hours, The Dead Zone, Christine, Sleepaway Camp, Psycho 2, The Hunger, Videodrome, A Blade in the Dark, Soul Survivor, Twilight Zone the Movie, Cujo, Elm Street, that is A Nightmare on Elm Street, Company of Wolves, The Terminator, Toxic Avenger, Chud, Satan's Blade, Friday the 13th Part 4, Body Double, Poison for the Fairies, Night of the Comet, Demons, Reanimator, Day of the Dead, Return of the Living Dead, Silver Bullet, Fright Night, Phenomena aka Creepers, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, Friday the 13th Part 5, Cat's Eyes, The Fly, From Beyond, Witchboard, Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer, Night of the Creeps, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, The Hitcher, House, Friday the 13th Part 6, Trick or Treat, Predator, Stage Fright, Near Dark, The Gate, Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, The Dream Warriors, The Lost Boys, Evil Dead 2, Opera, Hellraiser, Prince of Darkness, Phantasm 2, Pumpkinhead, Friday the 13th Part 7, Slugs, Maniac Cop, Child's Play, The Blob, Hellraiser 2, Black Rose, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Pet Sematary, The Burbs, Society, Shocker, The Church, Dead Cam, Tetsuo, The Iron Man, Santa Sangre, I'm Madman, and The Motherfucking Fly Part 2. Sit back. Anyone else need a smoke? Woo! It's getting hot up in this bitch, ladies and gents. It's getting hot up in this bitch. So yeah, 10 guests, 100 movies. Only two for each year will go through from the 10 selected to create a list of 20, which will be shortlisted to create the definitive Podcast Under the Stairs top 10 list of 80s horror movies using the caveat of the Noah's Ark rules. Right, motherfuckers, I'm taking my last break. When I come back, I'm closing out this show. I'm doing it right after this.
You're listening to the Podcast Under the Stairs.
And you've been listening to the Podcast Under the Stairs. This has been episode 145. This is the kickoff, the start, giving you your lists of movies that you need to check out before you can take part in the Summer Teapots Top 10 series. looking at the top 10 horror movies collectively using the Noah's Ark rules for the decade known as the 1980s. Oh yeah. Don't worry if you heard all those numbers and all those lists and all those countdowns and you can't remember them all. You don't have to rewind back or anything. I'll be putting up a blog page, which will be dropping next week. But in the show notes, I'll be listing out all the movies that were mentioned here. And you can follow down, tick off the ones you've already seen. You know, you can print that list off actually, tick off the ones you've seen, and then at the same time, highlight the ones that you still have to see ahead of that run of shows. Run of shows is going to be epic. It really, really is. I think I've bitten off more than I can chew this time round, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. I love challenging myself. I love challenging the listeners and challenging my guests, and that's what the Summer Teapots Top 10 series is all about, and I think we're going to go for it this year. I think we're going to create a fucking monster that's going to be uncontrollable, runaway, and very much like Godzilla wreak havoc on Little Tokyo. So there we go. Yeah, there is a multitude of ways to check out the podcast Under the Stairs. As always, I say check us out on Apple Podcasts. Come across, subscribe to our feed over there. That way you get access to the episodes as and when they drop and access to the entire back catalogue of Teapots content. Leave us a rating and a review. Ratings, super important. The more of them we get, 5 stars for example, the higher up the iTunes charts we're pushed for new listeners to find our shows in searches. We appear on those charts that people look at, those important charts that sway people to check out content. Also leave us a review. It's your words as to why people should check out the show, so why you like listening to us. It's free for you to do, takes seconds, and it means the world to us. It's the best way you can support us over on that platform. But also word of mouth helps. Tell your friends, loved ones, tell your neighbours, your brothers, your sisters, and your enemies, work colleagues, former work colleagues, people you used to go to school with, random acquaintances on Facebook. Let them know about podcasts Under the Stairs. They can visit our website, teapotscast.com. They can help support the podcast by buying some merch, by clicking the merch tab or going to teapotscast.bigcartel.com and buying t-shirts and pins. All that money comes back in to keep us doing what we're doing. Also, they can visit our social medias. They can come to Facebook, facebook.com/groups/teapotscast, and come over to the best goddamn horror Facebook group page out there, respectful, fun, and goofy as balls. We can also interact with the Baz on the Twin Prongs of social media sexiness, Instagram and Twitter. Both can be followed at TeapotCast. So yeah, I'm going to take my leave of you. You'll have at least one more episode this week. It'll be dropping on Thursday. It'll be a review of The Endless ahead of its UK release with myself and Scott from Scott and Liam versus Evil. And then maybe, depending on how the poll goes in the Facebook group page, I will return on Sunday for a special bonus review of Hereditary. But until then, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you've been up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, saying take care and signing off.
Do you think I'm gonna fight it in a traveling show? Between the legs of a woman that I hardly know, deep in a place where the devil is as white as the snow. Or do you think I wouldn't mind it if I finally go and change my life from a ribbon to a barbell's bow? So woe was sometimes better than you know. I try to find the answer as I look up above, but just a chance to figure it out, there's a love. To never want it through the roof, forever opens a door. And
The world.